Sechtes Makis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Afi Shnayim Eidim, Eish Loisha Eidim, Yumas HaMeis. If you have two or three Eidim, you could carry out the punishment of Misa on someone. That's a pasuk in the Torah. So, Umskayemes Eidus B'Shnayim. If there's Kiyim of the Eidim, meaning you only need two Eidim to say over the Eidus, two is enough. Lama part HaKas B'Shloisha, why do you need three? Why does the Torah have to tell me that Afi Shloisha Eidim? Of course, El Lahakish Shloisha L'Shnayim. To be Makish Shloisha T'Shnayim, Ma Shloisha Mezimin Es HaShnayim, just like three could be Mazim two Eidim Af HaShnayim Yazumu Es HaShloisha, so too two can be Mazim three Eidim, meaning two can beat out three. They could come and say Imanu V'Yisim on three of them, even though they're only two, and they're saying it on three, they still win. Uminayin Afilu Meya, how do we know that even two could make 100 into Zaymim? Tamad Loimar Eidim, that's the extra word Eidim. Reb Shimon Oimer, Ma Shnayim Eino Ne'erogin Ad She'yu Shneim Zaymim. Reb Shimon says that just like two do not get killed until you get both of them. You make both of them into Zayman. Meaning if you only say Iman Wayisim on one of them, there's no Kasha Zamam. So you got to get them both. Af Shloisha Eidim Ne'erogin Ad She'yu Shloshtem Zayman. So too, if there were three Eidim and you were Mazim two of them, you still have to be Mazim the third one into be able to carry out the Einish of Kasha Zamam. Uminayin Afilu Meya. How do we know you got to be Mazim all 100? Talmud Loimar Eidim. Reb Akiva Oimer. Reb Akiva says, Leibah Shlishi El Lahachmer Olav. The Shlishi in the Pasuk, the third Eid, is coming to tell you a chumrah. To tell you that his din is the same as the first two. Meaning Rabbi Akiva is saying, how would I know that you give the third one the punishment if he really was not necessary in order for the psak din? You already had two edim, so technically the third guy didn't do anything. The Torah wanted to tell me, even though the third guy didn't do anything, still we're going to punish the third guy. So Vim Kain, what do you see from this? The Torah punishes someone who's a tuffel, who's really not necessary for the Avera, and yet he joined in. The Torah tells me that he gets punished just like the Avera Avera, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So certainly, the Midah Taiva on the good side, Yishalim Schar L'Nitva L'Yisei Mitzvah K'Yisei Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give reward to someone who just joins people performing a mitzvah. He's going to join in their reward in those who actually did the mitzvah. Mishnah Ches. Mashnayim Nimtza Ech Mehen Karvei Pasla Yidus HaMetelo. And just like if you have two, and one of them is a Karavei Pasul. One of them is either a relative or he's a Pasul Eidos. He's a gambler, he's a Ganif. So his Eidos is Batal Af Shloisha. So too, if you have three Eidim, and Nimtza Echbe and Karavei Pasul, one of them becomes Pasul Eidos and Betela, the entire Eidos is gone. Minayin Afilu Meya, how do we know that even one out of 100 is a Karavei Pasul? Tamad Loimar Eidim. So therefore it says Eidim, that all of them are Pasul. Amar Rabbi Yaisi Medvar Mamurim. Rabbi Yaisi says, when is this talking about that Nimtza Echmei and Karvei Pasul, Eidusim B'Teilo, that even one of them passels the whole Eidus, B'dinei Nefashis. Avo B'dinei Mamanis, when it comes to money matters, Teskayim Eidus B'Shar, if one of them is Pasul, you use the other Eidim and they're accepted. Rabbi Yoimer, Echa Dinei Mamanis, Vecha Dinei Nefashis. It makes no difference. Dinei Mamanis, Dinei Nefashis, if one of them is Pasul, it ruins the whole Eidus. But when is this true? B'zman Shehisru Bahen. This is true when they warn them, meaning in order for it to become one group, the fact that they saw it together is not enough to assume that these Karavei Pasul were part of the Eidus. How do we know that their intention was to testify? If they warned the guy not to do it, so that makes them part of the Eidus. Avo bezman shalei hisru behen. But if they didn't give asra, may asu shnei achin. If you have two brothers, shiro be'echat charges anafesh. Two people happen to see someone kill, so because they're brothers, so that's it. So now we have witnesses that are relatives. We're going to throw out the whole Eidus? Of course not. It must be that only when people intend to testify do they become part of the group, and one of them, being apostle, will negate the entire Eidus. Have a good day.